37 minutes after 8 o'clock. You've got it on KHUM, and it's October, and that means Stand Down is just around the corner. We've got Bob Gelder here in the studio with me. We call him Sarge. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing just right, by golly. Any better, I swear there'd have to be two of me.
You guys have such great expressions. All righty, so Stand Down. It is, we just had the big Stand Down dinner and fundraiser at Blue Lake Casino. That thing was amazing.
Oh,
it was off the hook.
I haven't seen anything like it. I mean, the items that we had for the raffle, the way Donna Landry and her group kicked down and performed for us, it was just perfect. The way you guys emceed the affair was just stunning. I think this is your second year doing mm-hmm. it, and yeah, it's just an amazing affair. And we made enough money this year on the fundraiser to support this year's event.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That
actually is the goal.
That is the goal.
So that
and
we,
kudos to Mona Daly for really, really pulling it all together.
I cannot express what Mona Daly has done for this event. She has basically just dialed it up and said, y'all come.
So let's talk actually about Stand Down. It's right around the corner, and it's right here in our backyard here in Ferndale.
It's right here in this gorgeous town of Ferndale. Has been, with one exception, for 9 years, 10 events. The first year we were nuts, and we did two in 1 year. Not to be repeated, but no, the fairgrounds has just treated us like kings every year. They bend over backwards to make things right and get things set up just as perfect as can be for mm-hmm. us. And it's no small task.
No, it's a big thing. Let's give the dates and what kind of services are going on there, because it's a wonderful event.
It is an amazing event. And the doors open at 8 o'clock Friday morning, Ferndale Fairgrounds. Be there or be square. We've got 37 service providers from the community. And so obviously, there's no way I can name them all. But if you're a veteran or a family member of a veteran and you find yourself in need or just want comradeship, man, there's a lot of that just happens, you know?
Sure.
Just people meeting. But we've got an amazing array of social services available. We've got housing for 3 days. We've got meals, primo food. It's one of our pride points is how well we feed people and house them and what we make available to them. Dr. Ozanian and Ferndale Veterinary, and I believe this year Dr. Willoughby also will be providing veterinary services for the pets. We kennel, we feed, we make sure the pets are in good shape. Over the years, we've had occasion to even have a couple of emergency surgeries that needed to be done. And, you know, the veterinarians and Dr. Ozanian right in it.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things that Stand Down does, one of the things that you guys provide, and I think it's really important, is navigation services, navigating through some of the red tape to get some of these veteran services, because sometimes it can be a little daunting.
Yeah, it is. It not can be. It totally is, and there are people that think it's designed that way, but we won't go there. It's such a thing. You can go there. We have had people come that were World War II vets that got services that were long overdue, and they had no idea they were eligible for services. Yes, and we have people there that can get your process started. They can guide you through the process and support and process your claim or whatever you have need of. Transitional housing is represented. We're not sure on the government surplus this year, but we have gone ahead and purchased enough gear so that whether or not we have government surplus, we can supply those in our community that are truly homeless and in need of. And that's quite a blessing to be able to do that, man. That's a big gift for
us. Now, the slogan of North Coast Stand Down is giving veterans a hand up, not a hand out.
Yeah. That's it.
You're changing that. Okay.
Yeah. Actually,
but it's still a good line.
It's a great tagline, but the one on the posters this year is valuing all veterans. Stand Down initially was exclusively for homeless veterans. Mm-hmm. When we started ours 9 years ago, we took a little bit different tack, and we welcomed all veterans, their families, their pets. We've been doing it the way we do it now from the beginning. Mm. And I've heard that other stand downs across the country are now accepting non-homeless vets, you know, because frankly, there's a lot more people and a lot more veterans out there that are just hanging on by their fingernails. And they need the services just as bad, really, as the guy that
they don't need to wait till they become homeless.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I'm glad you guys have been doing it that way.
And we are too. You know, we in a lot of ways, we like to think we set a standard. And we started with services that no other events offered, and we try to expand and improve on that every year.
That's fantastic. So, correct me if I'm wrong, it's 3 days, right?
3 days.
It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Sunday, to be honest, is tear down day. You know, if you're getting services and you've been taken care of, that's when things get wrapped up and, you know, the buses take you home or however. But Sunday is mostly tear down and pack up the city and get it out of Ferndale until next October.
How many vets do you generally see during that?
We average 300 an event. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, that population really swells because Saturday is an open day. I mean, all veterans have got a big community barbecue that's going on and entertainment. And, so the population can swell on Saturdays because of that. But generally, 300 is a pretty good number.
All right.
Pretty much.
And all vets, of course, are welcome.
All veterans, survivors, spouses, family members. We've got child care, pet care. If you need it and you're a veteran, we've got it. You better come get it.
Alrighty.
That's all I can tell you.
All right, it gets underway Friday, Ferndale Fairgrounds, right here just across the street from us. And this is 9 years now, huh?
9 years, 10 events.
Wow.
It is amazing in retrospect. It's like, wow, it really has, because when you do this, you're so looking forward and putting out little spot fires as they come up that you don't even, you don't even see behind you until November sometimes.
All righty, vets, make it out to the Ferndale Fairgrounds this weekend. It's Stand Down. Sarge, thanks for coming out.
Hey, Cliff, thank you guys so much for your support, man. You've been with us from the beginning.
Happy to do it.